Second, as I was suggesting before, my assumption is that everybody in this room, me included, has been rewarded for being a problem solver, for being good at having stuff thrown at you and taking care of it, fixing it. That's the way people get promoted in organizational life, by solving other people's problems for them. What a living in a period of time of rapid constant change and uncertain futures means for the problem-solving business is that you are increasingly going to be faced with stepping into territory that no one has been before. Even though historically we can make connections between the challenges facing the reform movement in 2015 and things that have happened centuries ago, there are qualities of the challenges that we face that are distinctive and different. Nobody has been here before. What that means is that instead of solving problems, you've got to begin to think of yourself more as running experiments rather than solving problems. That's a very different orientation. The virtues of framing what you're doing as running experiments are significant. They do not satisfy the needs of people to have you solve other problems for them, but they are significant. I mean, if you think about the appeal of Donald Trump right now, right? His appeal is based on his assertion that he will solve all the problems and don't worry about the details, right? And it's a very compelling appeal, right? It's always a compelling appeal historically when people are in trouble. You know, when Obama was elected in 2008 and he inherited an economy that was much, much worse than he either knew or wanted to know or had been told or something, if you go back and you look at the first 6 months of 2009, we were in a place that nobody had ever been before in the United States. No one had ever been where this economy was in 2008, the end of 2008. And the only people who understood the economy well enough to help him think about it were the people who had made the decisions that got us into the mess in the first place, right? They were the only experts around. And if you look back at those 6 months, I think what he did was run a bunch of experiments. He started a whole bunch of initiatives. The ones that seemed to be working, he pumped more money into. The ones that didn't seem to be working, he tried to kill. And the ones that needed tweaking, he tried to tweak. Now, Obama couldn't have gotten up in March or April of 2009 and said, my fellow Americans, thank you for letting me in your homes tonight. I want to tell you, we've been studying the economy. We don't have the foggiest idea what to do, but we're going to run a bunch of experiments. You know, stay tuned. We'll let you know how it's going, right? Because we don't want that from people in authority. We want people in authority who are going to solve problems, right? Get things done, fix things, right? So you're pushing against tremendous pressure from expectations when you begin to think of yourself as running experiments. But that's, in fact, what we're doing. Because when you're stepping into a place that no one's ever been before, by definition, you don't know what you're doing. Right? You're running an experiment. You're making a good guess. The virtue, and I've seen this in organizations a lot, the virtue of beginning to frame what you're doing as running experiments are manifold. First of all, if you think of yourself as running an experiment, you talk to people and you say, look, we don't know, you know, I'm thinking now of the new due structure that was passed, what, yesterday? Is that right? This morning, right? Okay. You know, no one knows for sure whether or not that's going to work or what the unintended consequence is going to be. But my assumption, I wasn't there for the conversation, but my assumption is nobody got up and said, we don't have the foggiest idea how to fix this, but we're going to run an experiment, right? You did. Well, that's wonderful. Right. when you talk about the language of experiment, you reduce the stakes so people do not feel like everything is on the line. Right? That helps enormously. Go ahead.
Is the trick, though, something around confidence? Like, you can talk about experiments very confidently, which inspire confidence, or you can show your vulnerability and your worry about the future experiment, and then nobody wants to come with you in the experiment.
Well, you can't talk about experiments confidently in that sense, right? Because it's an experiment. And you, what you're saying, when you use the language of experiment, you're saying, this is our best guess at the moment, but it's just an experiment. We don't know for sure. What I'm suggesting is that that language takes some of the pressure off in itself. It also does other things. First of all, if you're running an experiment, you can run more than one at the same time. Right? There's no reason not to run multiple experiments. If you're solving a problem, you have a solution. Right? If you're running experiments, you can run more than one. That's a second advantage of thinking, using the language, thinking of the frame of experiments. The third advantage is that if you're running an experiment, you have an obligation to monitor it closely. So it's not like you've solved a problem. It's like you're trying something and you have to pay lots of attention to it. The fourth is you can make mid-course corrections. If things aren't seem to be working the way you intended them to be working, you can tweak it, you can change it. So the advantages of running experiments, and then the last one is the one that you said. The last advantage of running an experiment is that there is no such thing as a failed experiment. Every experiment is testing some hypothesis from which you're learning something. And the challenge in organizational life, in my experience and observation, is to think of experiments in that way and then tease out the learning and disseminate it throughout the organization. You know, from what I understand from talking to Rick and others here, you know, there's a lot of experimentation that is going on in this world right now. And the challenge will be for the organization as a whole to honor and applaud the experiments that don't work out so well the way we had hoped because something important is learned from them. And those new hypotheses can be tested again. So I think there are enormous advantages in framing what you're trying to do, which I think is also realistic, as an experiment.